Hello there. Were you waiting long? I apologize if you were. I am Dr. Shippy, and I'll be your physician today. And your name is? Okay. Good. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. So, are you just here for an examination, or is there something more specific troubling? I see. And how long have you been unable to ejaculate?
Yes.
I can see how that would create quite a bit of discomfort. Luckily for you, you came to the right place. I happen to be an expert on this issue. In fact, if you consent to it, I can guarantee you an intense orgasm right here, right now. Is that all right with you? Very well. Please remove your shirt and have a seat on the examination table. I would like to take a set of vitals and make sure there won't be any complications during the process. Okay, we'll start with your temperature. You aren't running a fever. That's good. Though your internal temperature might spike once I begin my work. Next, your blood pressure. Well, it seems to be slightly elevated, but still within safe parameters for this procedure. I can tell how pent up you are just from your BP. Don't worry, patient. We're going to have that sorted for you in no time. Finally, I'm just going to press this stethoscope to your chest and listen to your heartbeat. Yes. Much like your blood pressure, your heart rate seems to be slightly elevated. No, there doesn't seem to be anything physically ailing you. Could it be that you're excited to finally be remedied of your inability to release? That's fine with me. I assure you that no matter how much difficulty you've had ejaculating prior to your visit, I'm more than capable of granting you the relief you're looking for. Now then. Kindly remove your pants and lay flat on the table. Seems your penis is already erect, as I expected. Even through your underwear, I can tell how sensitive it is. I believe I've diagnosed the issue. Seeing as there's nothing physically wrong with you and your penis is clearly primed for an orgasm, there must be some psychological element at play preventing your release. In order to circumvent the issue, I'm going to drop you into a state of heightened suggestibility. Do you consent to this? Please sign this form right here. Name. And date it. Excellent. I'll take that. Now. Please close your eyes and allow your muscles to relax. Breathe slowly in through your nose and hold it for 3 seconds. And then slowly out for 3. Good. Continue to focus on your breathing and just let your mind go quiet. There's no need to think about anything right now. You're being responsible. You're doing what you need to, coming to the doctor with your issues, and you're just going to relax and trust the doctor to take care of those little issues. It's just you and me here. Thoughts may start to creep in, and that's all right. Let them go by like ships passing in the night. There's no need to linger on them. There's no need to concern yourself with anything other than being in the moment and breathing nice and easy. Now, when I count down from three and snap my fingers, you'll open your eyes, but you'll remain completely relaxed and open to my suggestions. Are you ready? Three, two, one. Open your eyes. Good. I see that you are highly receptive to my induction, and that will make things go smoothly. And it seems that in spite of how relaxed you've become, your penis has remained rigid. Perfect. Exactly as I intended. I'm just going to pull your pants down and examine it a little closer. Oh my. Throbbing this much without any stimulation at all. It's worse than I thought. There's clearly no time to waste. Let me just reach over here. And I'm just going to apply some lotion to my hands. No need to be conservative with it. Continue to focus on your breathing. Going to get lots of lotion all over. And then I'm going to stroke your penis like this. Nice and slow. I can feel it twitching in my hand already. Truth is, I'm pretty sure I could bring you to climax in a matter of seconds like this. My soft hands absolutely saturated in lotion, stroking your aching penis, all while your mind is so pliable and open to my suggestions. But I don't think that'd be very satisfying for either one of us. I want to cure you, and I would hate to see you come back with the same problem later. Well, truth be told, I personally wouldn't mind doing this any time. It's quite pleasurable for me seeing how your body reacts to my touch while your mind is blank like this. But I'm a physician with integrity. You came here because you were unable to orgasm, and I gave you my word that you would have no problem orgasming by the time I was done with you. And that's a promise I intend to keep. I'm gonna go a little faster, alright? First, let's put on a little bit more lotion. Here we go. Yes, you're reacting nicely to the pleasure of my touch. I can only imagine what your vital signs look like now. I can feel your pulse racing out of control through your penis. Feels so good in my hand, and the lotion must be bringing you so much pleasure. Pleasure with every squelching sound you hear. Pleasure with every syllable, every intonation coming from my clinical mouth. Pleasure as I rub this lotion all over your penis. It might sound a little unprofessional, but dirty talk has been proven effective, and I am nothing if not effective. So just relax as I touch your penis, as I stroke this lotion over it. Nice, rhythmic motions. But please refrain from climaxing just yet. Doctor's orders. I know you've been frustrated for a long time, but I think it needs to be built up a little more before you can truly get the relief you've been craving. With that in mind, I'm going to bring in a specialist. A nurse that's been specifically trained for exactly this sort of thing. I'll page her now. She'll be here in just a moment.
Nurse? Would you please join me in the exam room?
There. You're going to enjoy this a lot. She's committed to her work, and she's very thorough when it comes to this sort of thing. Ah, here she is now.
You called me, doctor?
I did, yes. You see, this patient has had trouble ejaculating lately. I was wondering if you could help us alleviate that.
It would be my pleasure, doctor.
Splendid. The lotion is right here. I've done a bit of work, so he's extremely sensitive at the moment. I only ask that you don't bring him to climax just yet.
I understand, doctor. Let me just...
Yes, very good work, nurse. I can see how much pleasure your touch is bringing him. Isn't that right, patient? Like I said, she is an expert in her field. She knows exactly how to stimulate you and give you the optimal amount of stimulation. I never get tired of watching her work. And it's very entertaining seeing how much you're enjoying this. But even as you're becoming more and more overwhelmed, you still remain deep in trance. What a lovely subject you are. Sinking deeper under my voice and deeper under her touch. Though I do miss the feeling of your penis in my hand. I think if the nurse is all right with it, I'm going to give myself a bit more of a proactive role.
Please, go ahead, doctor. I'm interested to see what you have in mind.
Thank you. Please don't mind me and stay focused on your work. Don't worry about his release just yet. Continue at that pace and I guarantee you he won't come until we're ready for it. And then, listen carefully, patient. When I snap my fingers, you're going to feel an intense surge of sexual pleasure rippling all throughout your body. It's going to feel unlike anything you've ever felt before. Even better than you feel right now. Do you understand? Good. Then on my count, 3, 2, 1. Feel it coursing through you. Starting at your penis and spreading through you like wildfire. The most unbelievable pleasure you've ever experienced. So intense that, under normal circumstances, you'd have orgasmed on the spot. But you're in our care now, my dear patient. And that means you aren't finished until I say you're finished. Doctor's orders. Are you ready for another wave of pleasure? The pleasure's just so intense now, isn't it? Building up more with each one. My nurse working the lotion so masterfully into every pore of your penis. Knowing exactly where to touch you to bring you the most pleasure possible. Working it nice and slow. Showing that knowledge of anatomy that's just so sexy in a woman. Working it nice and slow. Bringing you close to the edge, but never over it. Between that and the intensity of my snaps, it's almost too much pleasure for you to handle. Here comes another one. So much pleasure. More than you ever thought possible. More than your brain knows how to process. I can see pre-cum leaking out of your tip like a faucet. And that's an amount of pre-cum that can only be a result of weeks without a proper release. You poor thing. It must have been so difficult. Having no way to release your built-up tension all that time. Aren't you glad that you came to the right place? Listen to me closely again, patient. I think you've had just about all you can take. You're reaching your physical limit. So very soon, I'm going to count you down and let you finally orgasm after all this time. Let all that pleasure rush through you in one blissfully culminating orgasm. But not just yet. Before that, we're going to give you more pleasure than you can even fathom. More pleasure than you think you can take. If you could think, but you can't think. Because all you can do is feel right now. Feel her soft, lotioned hands rubbing that lotion up and down your penis. Pleasure jolting into you with every snap, with every word I say. Pleasure rushing through you. Blissful, sexual, exciting, arousing pleasure. And if you think that the pleasure you're feeling now is intense, then you aren't prepared for what comes next. Listen carefully. From now on, every snap of my fingers is going to double the pleasure you're currently feeling. It will increase exponentially. And finally, when you can't take it anymore, then I'll allow you your orgasm. And as your body clenches at the feeling, pleasure jolting through you again and again. Quite the reaction already, and that was just the first few snaps. I told you, this will make the pleasure you were feeling before seem like nothing. Nurse, feel free to go a little faster. Apply more lotion if you need to as well. His eyes are rolling from the pleasure, and that means it's time to begin the countdown. Do you hear that, patient? I'm gonna count down from 5 and snap my fingers. And when I do, you will orgasm. I think we've teased you long enough. 5. Feel the pleasure building up. It's like a dam about to burst. Just scintillating, fascinating, wonderful, blissful, orgasmic pleasure. 4. It's unprofessional of me to say this, but you look so cute squirming from the pleasure like that. I know how badly you've wanted this, how desperately you've ached for it, how excited I am to be the one that grants it to you. Nurse, you can speed up even more. He's almost ready. 3. The pleasure doubles yet again. Has it grown since we started? Has it quadrupled, octupled? I haven't been keeping track, and we both know your brain is too blank and empty, blissed out. All that matters is that my snaps make you feel good, so good. Better than you ever imagined you feel. Deep sexual pleasures, too. Are you ready, patient? You've behaved so well for us, even while my snaps in her hands bring you untold amounts of pleasure. Even though you've been holding it in for so long, you've more than earned your release. Now, 1. Come for me. Let it all out. Come all over that nice nurse, swirling that lotion all over that sticky, sticky cock. You can finally stop holding back. Don't worry about making a mess. Just shoot it everywhere. Show us what true release looks like. That's it, patient. Come for me. Yes, very good. Come for me. Burst and surge and come. 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 Very good. Excellent work, nurse. I knew I could count on you. Would you please have someone on standby to clean up this mess after I'm done with the patient?
Of course, doctor. I'll find a janitor right away.
Thank you very much. I trust that was more than satisfactory for you, right, patient? No need to answer. Your penis has already done that for you. I'll let you remain in this relaxed state a little longer before I wake you up. It'll give you some time to calm yourself after the excitement of such an intense orgasm. I think I can deem you officially cured of your affliction. And you should have no trouble ejaculating after today's visit. If you do, just think back to this moment. Remember how the pleasure overcame you and gave you the greatest orgasm of your life. And if the issue continues to persist even then, feel free to pay me another visit. Like I said, I wouldn't mind doing this for you again anytime. And in case I don't get to say it later, thank you for visiting our clinic.